to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from my New York Times colleague, Sam Ozersky. I said, take the name of a popular 21st century film with animals in 8 letters, remove the first and last letters, then change one of the remaining 6 letters to a C to get the plural word for certain animals. What words are these? Well, the movie is Zootopia. Get rid of the Z and the A, change the second O to a C, and you get octopi.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people got this one. There were more than 1,800 correct entries this week, and our winner is Daniel Ehrenstein of Lafayette, California. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I thought rather quickly of Zootopia. Never seen the movie, but I know it has a lot of animals in it.
Yeah, and it's good. It's a good movie.
I need to watch it now. And took away the first and last letter, and octopi jumped out at me fairly quickly after that.
Oh, my goodness. My understanding is you haven't been playing the puzzle for that long. How long have you been playing?
I've been a Sunday puzzler now for 3 years, but I come from an extended family of puzzlers. This is a part of that journey, so excited to be here.
Okay, so you were familiar with it, you just hadn't gotten into it.
Exactly.
Okay, so what got you into it 3 years ago?
Listening to the radio, listening to my local station.
Okay, well, that is the best thing to do, is to listen to the radio. We need everybody to do it as much as possible.
Absolutely.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a museum educator. Outside of work, I love to bird. I really enjoy reading about science. And generally, I love exploring the world around me as much as possible.
Well, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
In a very surreal way, yes, I am.
All right. Will, take it away.
All right, Daniel and Aisha, answer each clue today with a word that starts with the same first 2 letters as the clue. For example, if I said planetoid beyond Neptune, you would say Pluto, because they both start PL. Here's your first one. Car at the end of a train.
Caboose.
That's it. Early spring holiday.
Easter.
Good. Windshield clearer.
Wipers.
That's it. Bank amount.
Bank amount.
If you have a bank account, what's the total inside that account?
Aisha?
Yeah, like the total that's in the, or like the blank sheet of a business, like the...
Those are all good clues. Just go ahead, Aisha.
Balance.
It's your balance.
Oh, of course.
How about boxing match?
Bout.
That's it. Next one's in quotes. Gilmore blank.
Girls.
Gilmore Girls, is it? What crop North Dakota raises a lot of?
Wheat.
That's it. Burger holder.
A bun.
That's it. Almighty One to Muslims.
Allah.
That's it. Canada's current prime minister.
Carney.
You got it, Mark Carney. Supporting straps for pants.
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. Oranges are grown in it.
An orchard.
That's it. Bales of hay are stored in it.
A barn?
Uh-huh. City where the Reds play.
Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. And your last one, a melodious amusement park ride.
A merry-go-round.
You got it. Okay. Good job.
You did an awesome job. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I can't believe I missed balance, but I'm a millennial. What can I say?
Yes, we don't have to balance our checkbooks, but you did a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Daniel, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a proud listener of KQED.
That's Daniel Ehrenstein of Lafayette, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
My pleasure. Thank you, Aisha and Will.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. There's a set of five-letter words that vary by just their middle letter. If the middle letter is any letter from K through O, it makes a common word. However, no other letter can go in the middle to complete a word. What words are these? So again, five-letter words that vary just by their middle letter. That letter can be anything from K through O to make a common word, and there is no other letter of the alphabet that can go in the middle to complete a word. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.